What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in, making this a part of your day. Monday morning, wherever you are, wherever you're listening from. Hope it's sunny, man. We just had some snow last week. Please, I'm ready for spring. We're going to call this episode Live For Now. You know, there's this weird thing in Christianity, man. There's like this catchy thing. It's like, you know, oh, if the devil reminds you of his past, you remind him of his future. Oh, you can't live in the past. Oh, man, why is your past so attacking you? And, you know, if you think about it, a lot of people are stuck in their past, right? They can't get over hurts, whatever, you know, situations. Talk to somebody who's been divorced. Somebody's had an abortion. It's so hard for people to get over things, even though they're deep-rooted. But, like God wants us to move forward and overcome these things, right? So people, oh, my past. I want to tell you today, I think more people are caught up on their future, stuck, maybe as much as their past. See, there's two traps on this thing of life, right? There's, where have I been? Oh man, I wish it was better. What's going on? If this didn't happen to me, if I only didn't have this accident, if somebody didn't know, you know, this bad relationship, I wish I didn't spend time at this dead church. I wish, you know, this job would have promoted me. Maybe I should have took that position over this. And a lot of times we live in a place of like second guessing. And our past ends up being a source of pain. I see just as many people of what's ahead. You ever meet that guy? He's like, you know, oh man, well, it's going to break. I just know when you know, look, I remember a guy years ago came to the church and he had this invention. And he, you know, it had to do with like a headphone and like a little speaker in your ear to talk. And it was like, bro, it's not that good of an idea. And then another guy came along with another idea. And these guys are banking everything on the big one. Like, bro, you're a bum. Like, you don't even work. You're putting all your, you know, it's like I was in Minneapolis one time. A dude came to me at the car looking flat out homeless. He said, hey, man, you see this folded up piece of paper? It's the cure for cancer. And the government has been fighting me over it, and I don't have any money. But when it gets big, okay, bro, you're probably going to die homeless because you're too worried about your future. The devil wants to villainize your past. But let me tell you something. The devil's totally cool with you fantasizing about a future that doesn't exist either. Or something that's going far off where you're, you see what I'm saying? People are either stuck in the past or they're stuck in this fantasy land in the future when the most important day of your life is today. The great Walter Payton, phenomenal football player, played for the Bears, Hall of Famer. They actually, I think he did so much humanitarian stuff, they actually have an award named after him, the Walter Payton Award. This dude lost a lot. He lost, never won. And in his mind, he knew that, look, if I'm really going to be a success in football, I've got to win it. I've got to win it all, and then it's going to make a difference. And if I just get this, my life will be better. The dude wins it all. He's like, oh, if I just get this, the dude wins it all. And they're like, hey, man, how does it feel after all these years to get the monkey off your back and finally win it? And on live television, he says, well, I thought at this point in my life, if I won, it would be kind of more than this. It's a little empty, though. Look. It's empty because you have just fantasized about something that doesn't exist. Like, I forgot the name for it, but there's like a real condition. I remember when I got married, somebody came up to me that I really loved and respected and said, look, there's a real thing about women who crash right after their wedding. And it's because they fantasize this so much that right after they get married, they actually crash. And then they start falling into like some kind of a depression because it just didn't live up to what they thought the wedding would be or what they thought their, you know, marriage would be. And, you know, it's so important that you understand the most important day of your life is today. Stop waiting for something that hasn't happened, right? So life is, I say it all the time, it's not a blown tire, right? Life is like a marriage breaking down isn't a blown tire, it's a slow leak. Success in life isn't, there's no such thing as a scratch off success in life. It's always a little bit of series of the grind, being faithful with what you have, and then all of a sudden you look back and you're doing more in life. But if we don't understand that, we're going to be sitting here waiting for Prince Charming or waiting for this ministry or waiting for the cure cancer or waiting for a Super Bowl. But the reality is your life is going to be defined by every single day, the peace that you choose to receive and the destiny you choose to walk in. And that's so hard to do today when we're looking all around at everybody else's life trying to compare. It's like, stop. Look, the internet's so fake, guys. Stop comparing somebody's highlight reel to your back of house. Do you understand? Stop comparing somebody's top moment of their life to your, you know, dark bedroom experience. It's so stupid. If you today would focus on you and live for the now, you're going to see major things happen in your life. After the break, we're talking about three areas you got to be focused on if you're truly going to maximize your life. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about live for now, right? Live for now. Let's do it. There's three things I believe that you need to be satisfied in your life. Look, when I say satisfied, I don't mean I believe, you know, you can be satisfied and have no drive for more, right? That's cancerous spiritually. You can be satisfied in knowing that I always am going to live in a tension between where I'm at and where I want to be. We all live in it, right? I wish I had this. I wish, you know, I mean, dude, I was just telling these wonderful guys in the booth with me how I had, you know, I just got this whole crazy fitness treadmill coming to my house. It's where I need to get to where I want to be. But if we're just satisfied where we are and never want to change, that's dangerous. But we must be satisfied to the point where, you know, we're comfortable and content with where we are, wanting to change this world first before we can attain something that hasn't happened. Three necessary ingredients you're going to need to make sure you can live for the now. And the first one is you're going to need the will of God. There's nothing more important in our lives than God's will. I remember talking to some pastors of mine, mentors in my life. They've changed Christianity, you know, and it got to the point where I said to them, look, I mean, I have you and there's other mentors that I have around the world, but who did you have? I mean, you guys like ignited, you know, revival around America and you preached to every stadium and you've done so much around the world. Who did you have as your mentor? And you know what they said to me? They said, we only had the will of God. There's times in your life that you must realize that the will of God is going to take you further than anything else in life. You must have the will of God in your life. If you know his will, find out what he wants you to do and don't leave that place. And if it seems hard, keep pushing through. And it seems like you need, you know, that it's not going to work, you keep fighting through. That's the biggest problem. I remember watching a show recently where, you know, there's this billionaire businessman. He said, look, I counsel thousands and tens of thousands of new businesses. And the problem with most of them is they get a dream at the beginning. And when they start fighting and they find some opposition, they kill the dream. When if they would have just fought through, they would have came to the other side of victory and they would have saw their finances change or whatever. So look, find the will of God and don't leave that thing, man. Don't, if God tells you what he wants you to do, don't sit there and try to wonder if it was really where you're supposed to be. It's going to be difficult. That's what life is. This is never going to be a roller coaster every day. It's a grind. You got to get up, be focused, do what God's called you to do, and that's where you get to the life that you always believe that God had for you. So the will of God, we've got to find out what it is, you know, to reach people, to change lives, to do these things. And then, look, we've got to be focused on the work of God. The will of God is a place where you can be pretty satisfied standing still and know that I'm supposed to be here. What are you supposed to do? Theodore Roosevelt once said, "There's never been a man in our history who led a life of ease whose name is worth remembering." Look, it's going to be work. When you find the work of God, you realize there's a lot of work to do. Look, Jesus had a work to do. And Jesus got weary on the journey, so will you. Look, the bottom line is, it's okay if we're weary in the journey, but don't you ever get weary of the journey. You focus on the task at hand and you do not let go of what God has told you to do. So you need to know the will of God. You need to put your hand to the work of God. And then the last thing you need to do is be focused on the witness of God. Look, there's something that happens in your life when you become a light to a dark world that changes your point of view and it changes your priorities. When I feed the homeless, it gets my eyes off myself and onto people that God's called me to touch. When I hit the streets, when I meet many of you listening around the world, everywhere I travel, I meet more listeners of the podcast. Man, it fuels me. I'm not talking in a microphone. I'm talking to you. I love hearing the story. Somebody, Derek, an old friend of ours, awesome guy that lives in Montana, sent me a video, says, "Look, I listen every single day to that." Man, that thrills my heart. Because here I can broadcast in this little town in New England, and there's a whole family, Derek, Jen, and their beautiful kids in Montana doing all that God's called them to do, starting great new things, and they're listening every day along with all of us around the world. Man, that puts it in perspective. I'm not speaking in a microphone, although I have my friend Pastor Rashawn and Chris in front of me. I'm not just speaking into a microphone, man. We're in the world, dude. The Netherlands, Austria. People contact me from around the world, and guess what? We're all united by a desire to draw closer to Jesus and do what he's called us to do. Man, that's amazing. Let's focus on the witness of God. This is a witness. You must be a witness today. Who are you touching? Who are you changing? Jesus came to this earth to seek and save that which is lost. We do the same thing. In John 4:35, Jesus said, "I say to you, lift up your eyes and look to the fields, because they are white and ready for harvest." I'm going to leave you with this before we go. Lift up your eyes today. Seriously, like, just lift your head up out of your circumstances. Lift your head up out of your job. Lift your head up out of your school. Lift your head up out of the ministry that you're so consumed in your ministry you can't even touch a life anymore. Lift up your head. Go somewhere where people are. A skate park. Love people. Witness to people. Pray for people. Be a witness. If you know the will of God, you're focused on the work of God, and then you're focused on being a witness for God, you'll never have to worry about being in fantasy land. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.